in the dream, or in a kind of half-dream-like state, I'm not quite sure which, I recently had this figure come to me in a strikingly vivid, forceful way. I got up straight away in the middle of a stormy night to write it down in my notebook. It is a very simple vision of Mother Earth, or Terra Madre, as it presented itself in symbolic form. Here, we have a translation of the figure. The message is clear. The physical life body of the Earth, what a scientist of Western culture would call the biosphere, is actually our own larger, in a very general way, life body. That is how I experience it, with the breath being the air, the skin the living surface of the soil, the blood the great circulatory cycle of water, and hair and fur the grasslands and forestlands, respectively. And finally, spirit as represented by sound, or the soundscape of the whole. I was especially struck by the latter spirit-sound relationship, as it is both in a way obvious to a musician like myself, and yet strangely, untellingly ignored by the present highly mechanized society. For me, the figure approximates what I sense in a direct, simple, emotional way, yet at the same time open to rational consideration, as self-evidently so, or true. In this brief sketch, I would only like to call attention to two implications of the diagram. First, it's what I think of as a kind of negative of positive interrelationship represented by the triangle. In the single phrase, as a general principle of the synergy of three, abuse one, rake three. That is, cut down the forest, and you'll rake both the water cycle and the atmosphere. Treat the atmosphere like a sewer, and you'll rake the watershed and the forest. Dam the rivers, and you'll kill the forest and dry out the air. Etc., etc. Note also that the principle has an important positive formulation. Improve one, heal three. Bring back the forest cover, and improve the health of the watershed and the quality of the air, etc. Second, the principle of the synergy of three addresses the issues of ethical culpability for harm done, as well as the ethical responsibility to act decisively to stop such harm in a fundamental way. In countries with an established tradition of the rule of law, this last statement is well established for individual citizens. This is a great achievement that deserves our sustained vigilance. On the other hand, when it comes to the earth and the land, our ethical awareness has taken a backseat to what is generally thought of as economic development. So instead of a life body of the land worthy of unambiguous protections, we think of a set of disconnected, essentially replaceable materials which can be used, owned, and sold without limit, just like bolts and gears and fuel. Thus, when we say, for example, land rights, or water rights, the first thing that comes to mind is the rights of individuals to own and use these as resources, and not the rights of protection of the land and streams themselves. In the view of the synergy of three being discussed here, this is a very profound error of perception and thought, a kind of illness of consciousness, really, because it is a mistake that is made repeatedly and wantonly, which is in urgent need of examination and healing. That is for me the clear and simple message of the Terra Madre figure. The Earth is our mother, our greater life body. So when I see, for example, a photo of a farmer in Ohio pumping his soil full of anhydrous ammonia, my gut reaction is no different than when I hear of a human being subjected to the torture of waterboarding for whatever reason. Good God, this must stop, now. I stand by the clarity and simplicity of this view.